This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
This restaurant clearly shows its history. You can see the old bricks. You can tell that the interior has been here for a long time. You see photographs and family mementos and things like that. The Chicago Cafe in Woodland, which is just up the road from Davis, might well be the oldest Chinese restaurant in the United States. And what gave me that idea was their claim that they date back to 1903. I asked some of the students who were working with me on Asian American research in general if they were interested in exploring this question as a historical matter. And we started working on it. This is from the 1930s. And you can get the hash and fried egg for 25 cents. You can get a leg of pork and applesauce for 25 cents. If you want a T-bone steak, that's going to cost you 35 cents.
For me, it's really great to learn from students from the law school, as well as from other disciplines such as English literature and cultural studies, so that we approach the research subject from entirely different perspectives.
Even though restaurants might not leave a written or archival footprint, there is one, whether it's in the communities that we live in or it's in what has been there beforehand.
I think this is a really remarkable way for me as well as for them about learning about the past and thinking in the context of this one specific example of how a whole generation of people made their way in a often difficult, often challenging context. I think we've gone about as far as we can go in terms of trying to date this. The biggest challenge was the fact that in 1903, in 1913, and 1923, you know, the city directories did not include Asian people. They didn't include Asian businesses, they didn't include Asian residences, there was a segregation.
I was surprised to see like historical records of a lot of exclusion. However, I think we do learn a lot from what history is teaching us and also what law is being implemented. So it's really exciting to learn a lot about Asian immigration through this project.
It's been incredible to see so much of a long history for a restaurant, because oftentimes they'll close after one or two generations, but to have this existing for so long, it's been an incredible opportunity.
50 years, come here, 1973, from United States, come from Hong Kong. But before that, you know, my father even met my grandfather. I'm looking for somebody so he can work for me, and I can retire.
It does appear that the tradition of Fongs being here for over 100 years may be coming to an end, but somebody else should take it over. I think this is the oldest continuously operating Chinese restaurant in California, for sure, and maybe the oldest continuously operating Chinese restaurant in the United States. That's a tradition that's worth keeping alive, so I'm hoping that somebody will take over this place and keep it going.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.